huge number of forces have been brought to Southern Kordofan. We think their intention is to crush the SPLA in those areas. The Nuba who are in the SPLA in there, in Southern Kordofan, they will not move out because that is their land. Where do they go to? So we expect there will be fighting, and that fighting might escalate to the south. It could be a reason for the Khartoum government to attack the south, because if they have brought in huge forces, heavily equipped, and there is fighting, that fighting now can extend to the south on the ground that these people, they have gone to the south. Again, we hear that they are also amassing troops in southern Blue Nile. And it is the same because there are people from the southern Blue Nile who were members of the SPLA, and they are now the SPLA in that state. Also, they have been given warning to move out from Blue Nile before the 9th. It's a way designed to possibly disrupt the occasion of independence on the 9th. They say they will not recognize they would be independent South Sudan. Of course, they have not, up to now, demarcated the borders. And therefore, they will not recognize any border claimed by the South. So they might move and occupy some areas inside the South. They will call them their own territory. These are territory of the North. And the South will have to fight back. Because if they enter deep into southern Sudan, then definitely the SPLA will fight back. So there can be a war. Efforts are still being done now by the government of South Sudan, informing the international community, the UN, the region, about the intentions of the government of Sudan. They are also heavily supporting the militia forces in Unity State, and they have organized also, conscripted some of the southern Sudanese who were still in the north. They've conscripted them into an army, a militia force given to George Athor, who is said to be now in Khartoum, and he came up to Blue Nile. They have opened a camp between Blue Nile and Upper Nile, between Kurmuk, you know, somewhere in Maban. The North may still continue to destabilize the South, and could be planning to encourage some of these renegades to occupy a town and declare a government where they think they can make it like Angola, where there will be two governments. And then we'll put the international community at the fix of which to recognize.